Lippy gloss. All right. Very excited.
I'm going for the natural look. Fuchsia.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did.
Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson, your hunkered down, expired tea drinking. I mixed my makeup foundation wrong and it's far too pale, friend.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney, your black coffee forever, Costco membership owning, gonna go play in the snow today, friend.
If you've ever felt like you don't belong, you belong with us. And every week, Kathleen and I get together to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. Kathleen, what are you talking about this week?
This week, I'm talking about tooth-related crimes and thievery.
Ooh, so many tooth-related crimes and thievery.
How about you, Bethany?
I'm talking about, you know, we're all kind of having a hard time in this pandemic. And if you're feeling kind of down and you're having a hard time staying motivated, I have a list of things that you can do to help you kind of at least get a couple things done during your day. Because I don't know about you, but I've been getting nothing done because I am actively depressed.
I love a good list. I'm sorry to hear that you're actively depressed, but I love a good list.
I know. Listicles are the best. So this is a podcast listicle. Can I talk to you really quickly? I want to hear about Costco, but I have to talk to you.
I'll tell you about Costco. Yeah. Okay.
I have a skin tone that requires me to mix two different makeups to create that color. Mm-hmm. And today I added too much of the pale. And I'm concerned because I'm also wearing a bold lip.
Yeah.
And what worries me is that I look like I'm wearing, like I took a powder puff and I just went, poof,
okay,
and my entire face is too white.
You look radiant. Your top is white. So I think sometimes when you wear a white top, the light reflects off your bosom to your face. And I'll
tell
you,
goal.
I do that a lot because I have like a defined brow and sometimes my under eyes need a little light.
Yeah.
But I think that you look radiant today, Bethany. I do understand the mixing of the colors because I mix my foundations as well.
It's like I don't want you pulling out like a teaspoon and measuring things, but I feel like it's coming to that because this is just all wrong. This isn't even close to being right.
Okay, so you know what we can do? Maybe in After Effects, I can look to see if there's a plug-in that I can wash the video to make you a little tanner.
Can you add some type of Jersey Shore filter?
I can.
And just make me straight orange?
Because you know what I discovered? Because now I've been getting back into video because I want to like make tutorials for people.
Yeah.
I discovered that there is a plug-in available to the average everyday person for the low price of like $79.99 where I can filter any video that I'm doing, and it's an age filter. So I can make people look younger or older at just plugging in this like little piece of software into my After Effects program.
You can the Irishman anyone.
Yes. Yes.
And make us all look like young Robert De Niro.
Jokes on Netflix. They spent millions on that technology and I'm about to spend $79.99.
Did you ever see behind the scenes of that and the cameras that they had to use?
No.
Take a look. They had to use something like a giant, you know, like a giant movie camera.
Yeah.
Taped to another giant movie camera next to it. So the entire rig, like hold your arms out side to side. And that's the rig. And then at one point, I think Martin Scorsese was like, don't look at the camera. And they were like, which camera? Because there were just these massive, huge cameras in every room so that they could do whatever they needed to do with the technology to like make everyone look younger. They should have just used this plug-in.
You know, that's very similar to something I just saw on TikTok. Okay, so you have your phone, right? You have your phone camera. Okay. Put a piece of tape over your phone camera.
Okay.
And then color in red. Okay, like right over the camera on the tape, okay?
Okay.
Then you put another piece of tape over the phone camera. Then you color in red again. Then you put another piece over the phone camera. You color in blue, and then you turn all the lights off in the room, and there you go. You have a black light built into your camera, so then you can see that it's semen all over the room. Camera tricks.
I feel like that's not how that works.
No, Bethany, I saw it on TikTok. It's true. It's true.
Speaking of TikTok, part of the reason that my face is all messed up today is because I tried a new TikTok makeup hack, and it went horribly wrong. It's the one where they say, the order you should put your makeup on is, wait, I'm going to pull it up because I'm going to forget.
Did you bake your face? Were you let the powder sit?
I refuse to bake. Baking, I won't bake. Moisturizer, then translucent powder.
Okay.
Then setting spray.
Okay.
Then primer.
What?
Then foundation.
Bethany, this is all wrong.
It's madness. But what they say is that it's going to prevent the creases. And the girl who did it on the website looks radiant. Yeah. But I don't look radiant. I look too pale.
So this is what I did today. I did rosehip oil as soon as I got out of the shower because it's we're in the middle of a blizzard today. So very dry skin. Then I did my moisturizer, per usual, with my sunscreen. Then I did my sticky serum.
Your milk.
My milk sticky serum, like the primer.
Yeah, love it.
Then I just did my foundation that I mixed together, two different things. Yeah, yeah.
That's what you should do.
Bethany, but you did it backwards.
Like, no. This is why it's blowing everything up, and that's why they say it works, and it's like gonna be the new thing. But really, it just made me flustered, and I used the wrong thing. So tell me about Costco.
Oh,
Kathleen, you sent me a picture from Costco.
I went to Costco where I saw our favorite hydration station product, Liquid IV.
Liquid IV
at Costco, and I was like, Bethany, look at all this Liquid IV at Costco. My mom swore up and down. She's like, listen. She sat me down, very serious conversation. She's like, today, I went over to her house on Saturday. She said, today we need to go to Costco to renew the membership.
Sure.
It's like, okay. Yeah. All right, mom, we'll go to Costco. We'll renew the membership. Because I like to accompany my mom on big outings during COVID to make sure she's not acting a fool.
What would she be doing?
I don't know. I just feel better, especially a busy place like Costco, if there's somebody who's like just, I don't know, absolutely sneezing, like machine gun style sneezing everywhere, if I could stand in front of her and be her body shield.
Aww.
So we went to Costco, and Costco's really fun. I love it. It's just like, it's so fun. And I buy so much stuff that I don't need.
You do. Did you get some Kirkland brand? Is that Costco or is that Sam's Club?
Kirkland is Costco. Yeah.
Kirkland is Costco. Yeah. Did you get some Kirkland special jeans made of raw denim?
I didn't. But I got a huge thing of Kirkland coffee beans. But here's the thing. They're roasted by Starbucks. So jokes on everyone else buying expensive coffee because Kirkland brand is roasted by Starbucks.
Costco is the best. I go once a year because I don't have a car, obviously. So I go with my mom when I'm home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to go this year because COVID, but anytime I go, it's wonderful because Kathleen, the carts are huge. The cart is the size of roughly of a Manhattan apartment.
I bought a 30 pack of baked Lay's snacks.
Oh, did you notice any giant tubs of cheese balls or cheese doodles?
Always. And also, best. I love their platter of like 25 croissants. I really wanted to take one.
You should. I'm also, those things are the best.
Now the proud owner of 4 pounds of grapes.
What else did you get? Did you get an engagement ring? No. Can't you also get those at Costco?
Oh, yeah. You could buy TVs. I got my computer going away to freshman year at Costco.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
And I got masks. So many disposable masks. Because I've been using the disposable ones way too many times and my makeup is caked into the back of my masks now. Did you watch any good movies or TV shows over the weekend?
I watched a motion picture on Sunday that I fell asleep during, but not because it wasn't good. It was because I was super tired. But it's called M.
Okay.
Just the letter M.
Yeah.
And it's from the 1930s, and it's a German expressionistic film from Fritz Lang.
Sounds like and a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and it's about this rash of murders. There's been a murder. Of children. And
what? That's
they're
awful.
Trying to – it's very sad. And they're trying to find who the murderer is. And it's sort of a commentary on how we mob mentality and like trying to take justice into your own hands. And it's actually very, very good. Mm. But it was also very, very quiet. And so I fell very, very asleep.
Mm.
What did you watch over the weekend?
Upon your suggestion, even though we got the season wrong last episode, I started Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer.
Excellent series. But I have to tell you, I watched two really good movies on Saturday night with my mom. One was the new Meryl Streep movie on HBO. You and Dentist would love it.
What's it called?
It was called Let Them All Talk.
Ooh.
It was so, it's about taking the Queen Mary, which is a ship that sails from Brooklyn to England.
Yeah, and it's haunted.
And it was great for me because I thought it was a really compelling storyline about an author. It was great for MB because it was starring old ladies.
MB is your mother. You call her MB.
MB is my mom. It was nice for her to see women her own age starring in a movie.
Isn't this the one where they basically improvised it, right? It's not...
Yeah, they filmed the whole thing in 2 weeks.
It's amazing. I'm so jealous they filmed the Queen Mary.
Candace Bergen is in it. Diane West is in it. It's fabulous. And then I watched on Netflix, and you and Dennis would love this too, The Dig. Has that popped up in your feed
dig.
Yet?
The Dig. No.
Carrie Mulligan stars in it, and so does Ralph
Fiennes,
yes. Yes. Excellent. So good.
What's that one about? What are they digging for? Is it about Oak Island?
It's about treasure on someone's property in England. Ooh. And that's all I want to tell you. I feel blessed because I have been sitting in front of my television for the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, looking at my husband going, there's nothing to watch, even though we have every single streaming service. So there are some really good stories.
Kathleen, have you seen The Descent?
I believe I have.
Because I was reminded of this movie. Guide to the Unknown podcast covered like subterranean mysteries and creepy stories on their last episode. And they were talking about The Descent.
Yeah.
And it made me want to watch it again. It's about the group of women who just go cave diving, only to find out that one of them told them they were going into a cave that had been well explored, but really it had never been explored.
I got this. I thought you were talking about The Descendants.
No.
Which is a Disney Channel gem with vampires.
I thought you were talking about The Descendants.
And zombies.
Wait, wasn't that a Leonardo DiCaprio
movie?
The
George Clooney movie? Wait. The Descendants.
Isn't that like a really dark, isn't like Matt Damon in it?
What's the zombie one on zombie... Descendants. My nieces are always like, Alexa, play songs from The Descendants. Zombie Descendants. Listen, there's too many Descendants. What? I will descend wherever. Bethany, where you go, I will follow.
So. Aw, thank you. I promise never to take you into a cave system that has not been previously discovered. And also, I will just never take you into a cave system because those are awful.
You know what? YOLO, baby girl. I'll follow you wherever. Let's go.
One thing before we go. We have to give a huge thank you to Allison and Hallie for having us on Ruined, the podcast that you should definitely be listening to. They did a bonus episode called Ruining Ruined, and they had Kathleen, they had you and I on.
Yes, and they watched the movie of my request, Leprechaun.
We had so much fun.
The scariest movie ever.
I had never seen it. Kathleen had traumatized her as a child. So they did an episode, and then they had us on for a bonus.
I love the Ruined podcast.
It's so good.
It is one of the few podcasts that I listen to every single week without fail.
Yeah. If you're not listening to Ruined, you should definitely listen to Ruined. They take scary movies and they dissect them and like tell you about them so that you don't have to watch them if it's too scary. But if you like scary movies, you're also going to like the podcast. So thank you to Allison and Hallie for having us on. We'll link it in the show notes. Kathleen.
Yes.
Have you been feeling... I don't know, a lack of motivation lately to do anything productive?
Well, yes, Bethany, that does seem to be plaguing me.
Yeah. So I've been having that problem too. I am currently experiencing what you might call active depression. So,
oh, baby girl.
It's fine. It's, yeah. You know, it's...
I mean, it's... Okay.
We're in a pandemic. What are you going to do? So I know that like so many people during this pandemic are having a hard time sleeping. They're having a hard time staying motivated. Yeah. They're having a hard time feeling good in any way. And like, it's a big struggle. So I left this until the last moment because I was not motivated to do anything until, you know, last minute, because that's how I work, panic. Mm-hmm. But I decided like, what am I really struggling with? And it's doing anything, getting anything done during the day and motivating yourself to do it. Mm-hmm. And I know that we've done this topic before because I remember some of these things, but I feel like it's a really good reminder right now of here are some ways to just get yourself to do some freaking stuff during the day that you have to get done.
I feel like, we've talked about depression before, but... During the pandemic, I feel like depression is touching people that it never touched in the past.
Yeah.
And people who didn't quite grasp the concept of being depressed, they're like, oh, yeah, wow. Okay, this is what my friends have been talking about. This is what this feels like.
Yeah.
And this is an amazing topic. Just the other day, you and I were talking behind the scenes about how lazy Sundays theoretically feel really good.
Yeah.
But when you don't get up and do anything and you just move from your bed to the couch, to the fridge, to the couch, back to your bed.
Yeah.
You feel like total balls on Monday morning.
Yeah. Like I will look at a day and go, I have nothing to do today. And it's a weekend and I have the excuse to not do anything. And so I won't do anything. And inevitably, the day ends with me drinking wine and crying because I just feel so gross and sad and bummed out and I'm thinking too much and they're just
I have a solution. Every time we're like, well, we don't have anything to do today, let's all take out our watercolors and put on a new podcast.
Yeah, and start actually doing something instead of doing nothing.
Yeah.
So these are some things that have helped me get motivated. And then I'm going to give some other tips of how to get motivated that I haven't tried yet.
Okay.
And I'm putting all of the links in the show notes so you can go through a bunch of these. But
thank you.
This is what I've noticed for me. I can only focus in the morning before the sun even comes out because this is new for me. One of my new symptoms of depression is inability to focus. And like I will be just – the phone is going off. The email's going off. I'm looking all over the place. Everything is just like – I'm like a magpie. Just anything shiny I'm looking at. And so I try to front load my mornings. I will wake up really early, which sucks – but it means that for maybe 2 hours, I can really, really, really focus before the rest of the world wakes up. And it's the morning, so I'm still optimistic that it's going to be a good day.
You know, I'm laughing not because you're struggling doing things. I'm laughing because welcome to my brain all of the time.
Yeah, it's maddening. It's impossible to stay focused.
I've been hearing people saying, friends and then other podcasts that I listen to, that during the pandemic, a lot of people have been carving out a span of 4 hours to really just hardcore drill into what they need to get done that day. Yeah. And then whatever happens outside of those 4 hours, it's icing on top of the cake that's already baked.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Here's some more things that have worked for me. My nutritionist hammers into my head, I have to get out of my house once a day and walk around 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever I can do. Mm. Because my old radio boss, Dave, used to say, motion equals emotion. If you're moving around, you're starting to feel better. You just have to move around. You do.
You know, there's some numbness in my foot that I don't know where it's coming from. And maybe this is
maybe
something
you need
I
to
need
walk
to
around a little
practice.
Bit. Yeah.
My husband does it every single morning. Gets up. He like gets on that Peloton. He takes a shower. He goes out for a walk.
And he I'm Pelotons like, and walks in the morning? Who finds the time?
Yes! I know. He's psychotic. And I did 10,000 steps yesterday for the first time in a long time. And my Fitbit was like... Did you lend this to a stranger?
Were you like my mom's friend and you put it in the dryer and you got all those flights of steps? Okay. Here's another one. If you are just bare bones, you cannot get out of bed. All you have to do is get in the shower. That's all you have to do. Mm. Once you've gotten in the shower and you're out, brush your teeth. Just brush your teeth. Mm. If you're a makeup wearer, put on some makeup. You're going to feel better if you feel clean and you look better.
Okay, so I have to say this.
Yeah.
I am not known for showering.
No, you're not.
But I've been filming a video that I'm working on all week. And so every day this week, this is a milestone for me. I got up, I showered, I put on makeup, I did my hair. And this has been a better week for me than other weeks during the pandemic.
You feel like more like Kathleen? Even if you put on different pajamas, just put on different comfy pants, put on your Beta brand pants, just feel good, feel pulled together. It helps a lot.
Do some high kicks.
Yeah, do some high kicks.
Some like calisthenics.
Yep, you can because you're wearing yoga pants.
Have you been trying to practice this in the morning? Have you been doing like jumping jacks?
I've been doing stretches. Like I will just, my favorite thing to do is to just bend over at the waist and hang because it gets like blood to my head. It helps wake me up a little bit. It makes my legs feel really good, you know.
I have a
it's good.
An idea for something for you to film for our Instagram.
Okay.
Can you film a 2-minute good morning stretch video for the non-stretcher?
Yes. I'm writing that down. Kathleen's creating content.
I know that you're really bendy. And sometimes these stretching videos on Instagram, they go on for decades. I'm like, okay, who has this much time to stretch?
Yeah.
Your hammies are falling off the boat. alone by the end of the video. Dude, and it's like, come on.
My aerial instructor does Zoom workouts for us. And on flexibility days, the workout is an hour and a half. The first hour is just to warm up our muscles enough to start stretching. But that's for like contortion level stuff. But it is, if you're looking to actually get really flexible, there's so much exercise and strength training involved. But we'll do some like basic, we'll do some basic morning stretches. I love that. Morning.
Thank you. Once I tried to get my husband into yoga, and he's like, I'm the most inflexible person ever. So I bought him Yoga for Senior Citizens, the DVD, when people used to purchase workout DVDs. He never did it.
Get him some yoga bricks. They're really, really helpful. Okay, so let's say that like you're so unmotivated / depressed that you getting out of bed is really even a hard time, and you really just don't want to start working. Wherever you are, just sit up. So if you're in bed, just sit up. Or if you're walking around the kitchen and going like, I don't want to do anything, sit down there. Sit wherever you are and start working. Mm. Grab your laptop. I sit on the kitchen floor and work sometimes because it's the only – I don't have enough motivation to even go to a desk. Yeah. I just want to be comfortable and sit on the floor. You know, sit on the floor.
The couch for me is quicksand. I sit on the couch and then my body is like, you're not doing anything today.
Yeah.
I just got myself a new kitchen table / living room table because I live in a small apartment and everything's in the same room. I am getting a new table and a new setup because I don't want to sit on the couch in the morning anymore. I want to sit at a cute, neat, small place just to sit and have a cup of coffee. And I'm hoping that that makes a difference for me instead of, you know, melting into the couch. And I'm like, oh, let me just put on the news. Oh, let me just take a quick nap. Oh my God, totally. It's 5:30 and I haven't done anything.
It's like my couch is made of melatonin. The second I sit down, I just get like, oh, that's nice.
You know what? I want a mattress made of Martin's potato rolls and you want a couch made of melatonin.
I sure do.
We're architects. We are.
We're brilliant. We're disrupting the market. Okay. This one seems really dumb, but if you're bummed, smell soil. There is something so wonderful. I have a bag of potting soil.
So do I.
And sometimes I will just shove my head in it and smell the wet soil. It makes you so happy. It just like elevates your mood a little bit. It connects you to the earth. If you actually live in a place where there is earth, go outside and smell the earth. But like this warm pot, go find your, where's your potting soil right now? Go get it.
Oh, okay. It's not that far. I'll be right back.
Go get it. Because you're giving me all these credulous looks. Go get your potting soil, woman.
All right, hang on. Oh, fuck. I'm getting dirt everywhere. Shit, some of it spilled. Okay. Okay, hang on.
Indoor potting mix. Okay, got the indoor potting mix.
All right, I'm opening the bag.
Opening up that Miracle-Gro.
But some of it is spilling. So, God.
Well, how is it on the outside already?
Let me just sweep this.
Falling apart.
Where do
so
I put
fast.
This dirt?
Put it back in the potting mix.
Okay. All right. Oh, hang on. There's more coming off the side of the bag.
What is happening? This has become so much more of a to-do than I intended, and I'm real sorry.
No. Okay. You ready?
Okay. Shove your face in that.
Oh, my God.
It smells good, right?
Bethany. Wait.
Do you feel good?
Oh, my God. I want a motorboat. What is it when a guy puts his face between a woman's breasts? What is
it? Motorboating. Ooh. I feel like, okay, stop motorboating your soil. It smells good, right? Does it make
it
you feel happy?
It makes me really happy. I think some got my coffee. Yeah. Should I drink my coffee?
So that's one simple, like really stupid thing, but it makes me happy.
No, that is incredible. And now my cat, Juno, get down. Potting soil, not for kitties. Okay. That's insane. That smells really good. And I never thought about that before. Wow, that's a good tip.
It like connects you to earth and it connects. If it's hard, if you live in a city, it's hard to get outside and really get those like those wonderful smells of people working in their garden. Smell some potting soil. It really gets them in your nails. It just is, it connects you again.
Just imagining all of our listeners ordering potting soil on Amazon and they keep it next to their bed. And every morning they're like,
take some hits. Yeah, take some hits on that potting soil. Dude, works.
Okay.
And then one more thing that really works for me that is really hard for me to do. This one's less ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I believe that I can only be rewarded for massive things I've done. I am really working hard and congratulating myself for really small successes.
Love that.
I talked last week about how my cats are now aggressive towards each other and I have to separate them.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was gone for the entire first part of the day. I was on Long Island and my cats, this was the first time that they were going to be separated without me home to see how it went.
Ooh.
And I was super anxious about it. And every time I thought about it, I tried to brush it out of my mind. I'm like, are they going to tear up the living room? Are they going to, you know, are they going to hurt themselves by being stressed out?
Yeah.
And when I got home, everything was fine. And I stopped down and congratulated myself for pushing through that discomfort and pushing through those feelings of anxiety.
Yeah.
And it really did make me feel like I had accomplished something that day, even if it's stupid. It sounds stupid to most people. Like, oh,
I'm stupid.
I got through, my cat's not killing each other. But it was really helpful for me to be like, you did something that was hard for you.
Bethany, I congratulate myself on small things all day, every day.
So what's the last thing you've congratulated yourself about, Kathleen?
Making dinner.
That's a big one. I don't ever do that.
Yeah. I made dinner from scratch. It wasn't frozen. And I was like, yeah, man, look at this. I'm cooking.
Yeah. That's huge. Cooking is stupid and hard.
Yeah. So I had a pile of clothes that need to be hung up in the closet. And I just kept shifting this pile from the dresser to the chair, to the floor, to the Peloton mat. And I finally, yesterday, I put everything in the closet. I was like, wow, look at me. I'm doing things.
That's what you should be doing. That's what you should be doing.
Wait, can I ask you a question before you get it, before you finish it?
Yeah.
What are other small things that you could potentially congratulate yourself on that you do throughout the day?
I think hitting all of my appointments. Like, I used to cancel appointments all the time.
Yeah.
And I've really broken that habit. So I think anytime I don't cancel a meeting or an appointment, I think that's something to congratulate myself about. I think
absolutely
taking one step forward in my career, whether it's updating my website or it's, you know, posting something on Instagram is actually pretty difficult for me.
Yeah.
Answering an email that requires a bit
thought.
Of thought. Yeah, exactly. It will take me sometimes an hour to craft an email because I it really is just like a wrench in the spokes of my bike. And getting an email sent is, I think, a thing that most people do every day, but it's something I have to really focus on and congratulate myself for.
You know, but when it's not okay, thanks, sometimes it takes mental effort and that can feel overwhelming.
Yeah, because I stop and I reread it a million times to make sure that it's this, and I also then am overthinking about, am I being too effusive? Am I using too many exclamation points and, you know, worrying how the person's going to take it and how do I, you know, it's whatever, it's stupid.
No, it's not stupid and I understand what you're saying.
Here are some other tips that I think might be helpful.
Okay.
The feelings that you're feeling right now are just feelings. Mm. Any other thing you've ever felt in your life has passed. Like, think about, remember when you were like in love with your first love and now you don't love that person anymore, you know, and actually sometimes you might just really like real hate them.
Yeah.
That was a feeling and that feeling passed. Mm-hmm. This feeling of sadness is going to also pass. Yeah. There's nothing special about this feeling right now. So trust that it will pass and you're going to be okay.
I love that. Say that again. There's nothing special about this feeling right now.
There's nothing special about this feeling right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you have true, deep clinical depression, you want to get help. And I'll say that again at the end of this. But if you're feeling down because of the pandemic and it's like situational and you know that this is not how you normally feel, this is going to pass. Keep sort of plugging along,
you know,
knowing that the wave will go away.
I'm going to play just this isolated section of the podcast for my husband because he gets so mad at the cats when he has to feed them. And I'm like, dude, this will pass. You got to chill.
He gets mad at them when they need to eat.
They're ficky. They're ficky, fickle.
Finicky and fickle.
They are finicky eaters.
Yeah.
And he gets so dude, this too shall pass. You're not special. Your feelings are not special.
Well, I wouldn't say that you're not special. I would say your feelings are unique to you and very special, but they also will go away. Okay, here's one thing that this guy named Matt Williams on Medium.com recommended. If you're someone who wakes up and in the morning is the worst time for you, your thoughts are maybe all over the place. He recommended finding a book that makes you really happy, whatever kind of book it is, whether it makes you like interested and fascinated or it just lifts you up, read that first thing in the morning for 30 minutes. And that will help focus your brain.
A while ago, I want to say last year, I did a topic about not looking at my phone first thing in the morning.
Yes.
I need to start implementing this again. And this book idea is a great idea. Do you reach for your phone first thing in the morning?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been doing things like buying AMC stock and
GameStop stock.
GameStop. I've been doing crazy. I bid on 15 vintage blouses on Poshmark that I didn't need the other day just because I was on my phone and I was looking for excuses to not get out of bed. It's insanity. It's poison, a poison box.
It's a poison, I say. Here's another one I really liked. Someone said, make yourself a cup of coffee or whatever, tea, whatever your morning drink is, and go back and sit in bed. And you get however long it takes to drink that before you have to start. So if it's 45 minutes, great. You get 45 minutes. But once the cup is empty, you know you have to start. It's a little bit like telling kids, all right, you have 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
So make sure you enjoy your playtime because you have to stop soon. Yeah. You have it in your head. You're going to have to start something new so you can get yourself used to the idea.
Love that. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I love that too. Mm-hmm. Couple more.
Okay.
Tell yourself that all you have to do is this one task. And even if it takes you all day, it doesn't matter. You went to bed with one more thing done than you would have done if you were trying to take it all on and you just shut down. Let's see. Listen to some goddamn Disney music because that'll just motivate you.
Under the sea.
Some Moana maybe.
Under the sea.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your favorite Disney song?
Right now, it's How Far I'll Go. From Moana.
I don't know the music from Moana. I need to watch that one.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why.
No, don't, girl.
I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try.
I feel so happy.
Every womb I crest, every tail I tall, every ground I messed, and the world means all, and I know I'll go to the place I woe and I long to be. I don't know those words yet.
Bethany, I'm so happy right now. I'm shocked.
It's a great soundtrack and The Rock is on it. Talk singing.
I you know, I love Hawaii. I have deep connections to Hawaii, aka I went on vacation there. And
well, you and Hilaria Baldwin have a lot in common with feeling connections to places.
I've been to Hawaii like 8 times. I love Hawaii. And I don't know why I've never watched Moana, but I think maybe that's what I'm going to do tonight.
Oh, I've actually never watched it either.
What?
I just like the music.
Girlfriend.
I've never seen it.
All right.
Yeah, I know. Beep, bop, ba-doop. Oh, here's one I really liked. Mm-hmm. You don't feel motivated to do something?
Yeah.
So what? I don't feel motivated to do my taxes, but I still do them.
Yeah.
Most years.
Well, your accountant does them.
Well, I have to pull together the receipts, and that is a lot of freaking work.
You know, I've been thinking about this year, like, the government has a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
If we skipped taxes this year, would they even notice? And
yes.
Maybe they wouldn't notice until they couldn't fine us anymore. You know, was it like 7 years?
Okay, so, well, that's going to be a problem because it's different people who do the tax stuff than the people who are running, like, the law part of the government.
So the president doesn't work on our taxes.
Uncle Joe Biden is not the one going through your 1099s.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
So anyway, sometimes just doing the thing, you actually start getting motivated after you start doing it. And there's so many things in your life that you do without wanting to do them. You can do this one thing without wanting to do it too.
Do you ever put something off, and then it's like 10 o'clock and you're like, okay, I'm going to do it now. And then 10:45 happens and you're like, I'm so motivated. I need to keep doing things.
Yes. College. Yeah. All of college. All of it. Stop trying. Give yourself 30 minutes to fuck off without guilt. And that might fill you up enough. Because part of it is just feeling guilty for 10 hours the whole day. Now you've ruined an entire day. Give yourself like 30 minutes to just have fun. You might feel better.
I reward myself with phone breaks so I can play Best Fiends.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I have so many of these, but I'm going to just like try to pare them down.
Just even talking about this, Bethany, is making me happier. And that is a sign that, gentle listener, if you're feeling any of these things, text a friend, express your feelings, because I guarantee that just putting these feelings out into the universe it's gonna make you feel better. And maybe there's a friend out there struggling who's like, oh my God, thank you for talking about this.
Yeah. And if you find that friend, jump on Skype together. Kathleen, you and I did this, mm-hmm. and work quietly together at the same time on your separate things. Just having someone there working with you keeps you really focused and can keep you accountable too.
Therapeutic. Yeah.
Yep. In a similar vein, if you're having a really hard time getting started on something, call somebody up. Even if you're not a, I'm not a phone talker, but if you have somebody on the phone with you who is just going to kind of keep you company as you get started, that can also help because then they just kind of like push you over.
I'm not a phone talker either. I like to talk to like three people on the phone.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a phone talker and she started calling me probably like within the last year. And I know calls with her are not going to be long because she's just like, hey, can I run something by you? And sometimes it's just a work problem that she just wants to bounce off of somebody else. And I know I'm going to be on the phone for like 45 seconds and then I'm going to hang up. And like, I feel connected to another human after I hang up. And then she got to bounce her idea off of someone. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's really great. I love that. I love that. I may start calling you more for like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And hanging up on you.
I see, if you called me yesterday, I would have thought about like, oh, should I pick up? Like, should I just text her that I'm busy and like ask her what it's about and then maybe like consider calling her back? But now I know if you're going to call me and it's only going to be 45 seconds long, mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up every time you call.
I mean, I'll probably text you ahead of time and be like, hey, can I call you right now? It's going to be 45 seconds.
Don't, baby girl, even text me ahead of time because that will make me nervous to pick up. Just cold call me.
Great. Cold cock ya.
Cold cock ya.
And then last one, I really like this.
Yeah.
If there's something you have to do in a particular room, right? Like Kathleen, for you, this is picking up laundry that's sitting on the Peloton mat.
This is every room in my house.
Okay. Anytime you have to go in that room, mm-hmm. pick up one of the pieces of clothes and bring it to wherever it needs to be. You're in that room anyway, so you might as well do it.
It's a good idea.
One person said that when they're in a kind of a depressive episode, they have a hard time doing the dishes and they also hate cooking. So anytime they're in the kitchen using the microwave, they wash dishes. And then as soon as the microwave is done, they stop washing dishes. But they're standing around waiting anyway. They might as well do this other small thing.
Whoa.
And sometimes they get so motivated, they actually finish washing the dishes and sometimes they don't.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. It's like just sort of try to hack the system a little bit.
Yeah.
My outside hallway is filled with things from Christmas I still haven't brought inside. So now every time I come in my apartment, I grab one thing from the box and bring it in and you'll chip away at it.
I was just about to say every time a commercial comes on the television when you're watching TV and then I was like, wait a minute.
That doesn't happen.
Nobody watches TV with commercials anymore.
It doesn't happen. So those are some tips. I hope they're helpful. And obviously, if you are feeling more depressed than is just kind of what a lot of people are feeling, if you can tell there's something wrong, please, please reach out for help. And then if you are in a crisis, please call 911 or we'll have links to, you know, the suicide prevention hotline and the suicide crisis text line in the show notes. But yeah, I hope everyone's doing okay. And we all just need to be a little bit gentler on ourselves. I know I do.
All right. I think you should do your thing at the end of this segment.
Yeah. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. You're doing the best you can.
Miss Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
The other day, we put out a question into the Acquired Taste universe world. And we were like, hey, when a dead body pops up, and they're like, we figured out who Jane Doe is because of her dental records. We were like, is there a dental record database somewhere?
Yeah.
We had a listener call in who said, I was either her dad or her uncle was a forensic detective or something.
Yeah.
And apparently detectives in certain areas know dentists that do teeth in a certain way, you know?
Wait, should we reference the drilling that's happening in the background of your apartment really quickly?
You know what? Fuck this drilling. Fuck these guys. They should do this on the weekend. Everybody's working on Zoom. Just a few seconds ago, I was yelling out the window at them.
This is a flashback to when that happened.
Hang on. Someone's making noise outside. What is that? Doing something at the apartment across the way. They're drilling the light in.
Tell them we're podcasting. Tell them we have a very important podcast.
Hey! You're making
content to create.
Time is money. How dare they? He said, I'm sorry, lady.
You are wearing a blazer.
I don't know if the microphone picked that up. And he's like, it's freezing out here. I'm sorry, lady. All right.
Okay, so that's what's happening and there's nothing we can do.
Wait, you can really hear it?
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's like when people's dogs bark in the background. It's fine. You know.
Or naked kids run through Zooms.
Yeah. Last week I was asking, like, what happens if the person is homeless and mm-hmm. – or not even homeless. If I died, yeah. No one in my life would know which dentist I go to. So mm-hmm. How do they know which dentist to approach to ask for those dental records? That was my question.
Yeah. So regionally, detectives know dentists that do dental work certain ways. I still didn't get to the bottom of whether or not there is a full registry of dental work.
Yeah.
And that is because I got sidetracked with my topic today, which is tooth-related crimes and thievery.
Crimes and thievery.
Crimes and thievery. I found this website called dentalproductreport.com. It gives the top rated tooth-related crimes and thievery from every state. And I'm wondering if maybe you want to go through a couple of these with me.
I do. Wait, that's amazing that this is logged somewhere.
I know. Okay, it is.
God, there's something for everyone.
Before I get into like the actual crime, I have to tell you this really strange story that I found online from a dentist. This dentist wrote, I had a patient that used to bring her pet parrot to appointments with her.
Amazing.
The patient stuffed the parrot into her bra and shirt. And one time she was having a filling done, and midway through, the bird popped its head out and tried to bite me. We were quite surprised to see that the bird had no feathers from the neck down.
What? Because she probably kept it in her shirt all the time.
Ew.
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 The poor bird.
Another dentist wrote, and this is the last weird dentist story I'll tell you before I get into the thievery of tooths. I had a new patient come in, seemed like a really nice guy. We chatted about his medical history and then made some small talk. And as I began the exam, he suddenly stopped me and I asked him what the problem was. And he said in a seductive voice, if I pay you, will you do the exam without gloves on? I think that would be really hot.
Oh, ew.
The dentist said he kept his gloves on and that guy never came back again.
Oh, ew. Dude, people don't want to kink shame, but you want both people all people to be on board with whatever that particular kink is before you bust that out in a public place.
Imagine going to a doctor that needs to inspect your anal and saying, it would be really hot if you did this without gloves on.
No, not your anal.
Mm.
No.
Okay. Connecticut. Let's start with Connecticut. I'm going to go out of order.
Okay.
Everyone has days where they just can't decide what to wear, but most folks will settle on something in their closet before venturing out into the world.
Got to.
However, Christopher Huff of Connecticut didn't see the need when he headed to his dentist appointment in Stratford. Shocking a female receptionist, Huff showed up for his teeth cleaning completely naked. And when the receptionist started screaming, he ran off, blessing the streets of Stratford with his natural form in all of its glory. Police eventually caught up with him, and he denied ever having been to the dentist that day.
Aw, Chris, you just wanted that reaction because you're a creep.
Naked people. Can I tell you something that happened to me? It's really disturbing.
Yeah, because keep in mind, you are never, never nude. So nudity takes on a different meaning for you.
I was on Reddit the other day.
Yeah.
And I searched acne. And you know when you search something on Reddit, these other subreddits pop up that they think you might like?
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact name of the subreddit. I want to pop myself in the foot because I can't remember the name. Bethany, it was a subreddit dedicated to normal people taking pictures of their naked bodies to liberate themselves. And they posted on this subreddit. And it's just dedicated to normal nude photos. Normal
Wait,
nudes.
That's great.
I think normal nudes. Normal nudes might be the name of the subreddit.
You know, we need to normalize normal human bodies. That's wonderful.
Okay, I had never seen an uncircumcised penis before.
Oh, really? You haven't dated a European guy?
No. And there are a lot of uncircumcised penises there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And oh, yeah.
It was really interesting. But there are a lot of I would scroll forever through that subreddit if it were just female bodies. But it's like the men. It kind of freaks me out. Okay. Georgia.
I'm still looking up normal nudes, but my computer's real slow, and so I can't have the joy as quickly as I'd like it.
This happened in Georgia. The TSA isn't exactly known for its sense of humor, so they probably were not amused that the cause of an entire airport shutdown due to a suspicious threat was just somebody's electric toothbrush vibrating in their luggage.
Oh, no, not good.
In a rather anticlimactic conclusion, officials discovered that the vibrations weren't coming from a bomb or a terroristic device. Instead, an electric toothbrush had gone off in a passenger's bag. Props to the airport workers for vigilance and for the passenger for being up on your oral hygiene.
You know, I'm surprised that that doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
Because people pack their electric toothbrushes or they pack their vibrators or whatever. You think that stuff goes off all the time. I'm surprised that... I mean, I guess it's good that they sort of freaked out and
you're supposed chose to the safe take side. Your battery out. But I was thinking of our the favorite thing that we both own. What's the name of our tube?
Broosh.
I don't think there's batteries to take out because we charge it on a little thing.
Yeah, but there's a carrying case so the button doesn't get depressed.
Oh, yeah. Stays but happy. I'm the type of person that like would not put it in the carrying case because I have no idea where it is. All right, Indiana.
Yeah.
25,000 sets of Billy Bob plastic teeth were in the back of a truck, and a criminal stole this truck. So these novelty teeth and this trailer full of novelty teeth went missing because somebody was like, ooh, expensive goods in the back of this truck. Let me steal it.
I hope it's gold.
Chief Deputy Doug Cox of Johnson County Sheriff's Office said, I've got a feeling that someone is going to be disappointed when they get into the back of that cargo trailer and they think they have computers or construction tools, only to find out that they have 25,000 sets of Billy Bob teeth that aren't even finished yet.
Oh, no, they're just plastic, but there's no yellow teeth painted on them yet.
They're worth $10 each, but, like, they were missing a part. They were going to the next factory to get the final part put in.
That's more – $10 each is more than I thought they were probably going to be worth. I would think pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, but you can't – how are you going to sell unfinished Billy Bob teeth on the black market? Like, there's not
– You can't. You can't sell it on a normal market.
Okay, this happened in Kentucky. Eating fiber each day won't keep the doctor away. We've all heard horror stories about surgeons leaving tools inside of patients during surgery.
Oh, no.
But it never crossed our minds that the dental office could be just as risky. A Louisville woman sued her dentist after he dropped a small screwdriver down her throat during a procedure. First of all, how big is her throat and how small is that screwdriver?
You know, I'm picturing... like a screwdriver from an eyeglass case fixing, you know, like small, but like a small.
Still, the handle, you need to be able to hold it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a nightmare. Of course you're going to sue. Don't drop that thing down there.
71-year-old Lena David filed her lawsuit after the screwdriver migrated to her digestive tract, causing severe abdominal pain, and it required surgery to remove the kicker. After the screwdriver dropped down her throat, the doctor was trying to ask her and get her to regurgitate it.
So he knew he dropped it. He wanted her to just throw it back up.
Yep.
And he left it there in her?
Yep. And he was like, you should eat a high fiber diet, and then sent her on her way.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. You can't make this shit up.
Sometimes doctors just don't care enough. Okay. Sometimes they just don't care enough.
This happened in Maine. Okay. In a bizarre game of cat and mouse, a Maine man had been trying to catch a sticky-fingered rodent that kept stealing his belongings.
Okay.
It's happened to all of us.
Yeah, of course. Mean rat starts stealing all your boots.
Honestly, my cat Cannoli once stole my husband's prescription.
Like the bottle?
No. Or did she like the paper that the, you know, doctors don't give you papers anymore.
Oh, the actual prescription.
Yeah, the actual written prescription. Doctors send it electronically now, which is, I think, is wonderful. But he was like, the cat stole it. And I was like, okay, dude, like, let's get real about this. You just lost it. The cat didn't steal it. Sure enough, we found it a couple of days underneath a piece of furniture with all these little bite marks in it.
Amazing. Minerva steals shoelaces. She drags him behind her with her head in the air, proudly marches. Marches.
I love it when animals carry things from one place to another. It's my favorite thing.
It's so cute. I love videos of parent kittens carrying baby kittens, and the baby kittens are like splayed out like this. Mm-hmm.
Because they naturally, and they're being carried.
And they're like, I'm such a baby. I can't walk yet.
So cute. I love it.
All right. Back to the rodent robber. So this guy, his name is Bill Exner, Maine citizen. He's captured this kleptomaniac mouse 3 times. But each time this mouse has outsmarted him and escaped. And it got its revenge by taking Exner's lower dentures.
Oh, that's a great mouse.
The mouse stole his dentures. After the dentures vanished from Exner's nightstand, he and his wife moved the bed and the dressers and the nightstand and tore the closet apart. And they, this is what the article says. Exner said, this is a quote, I knew that little stinker stole my teeth. I just knew it.
You know, they have the same relationship as Batman and Joker, where they're enemies, but really they keep each other going, you know? There's like a mutual respect.
I love the phrase, little stinker.
A little stinker.
With the help of their daughter's fiancé, they sought out a section of the wall, which they suspected that the mouse was coming and going from. The hunch proved to be right because they found the dentures inside the wall where the mouse had evidently been storing them.
I hope he cleans those dentures. He might get hantavirus.
He said that he boiled them to disinfect them, and the mouse hasn't given up. He frequently appears to just stare at them all the time.
Dude, I love this relationship. It's a real frenemy situation.
There are apparently so many dental-related crimes and thievery instances out there. I just can't get to them all. This happened in Mississippi. Some dental schools can't expand due to lack of funds or lack of real estate, but the dental program at the University of Mississippi Medical Center can't grow because next to the school is a field of corpses.
Why are they there?
When the university began construction on a parking garage for the hospital and the dental school, ground penetrating radar revealed that over 1,000 bodies were buried in the field next to the school, north of the garage's proposed location. Radar discovered so many bodies that they had to go to court.
Oh, you moved the headstones, but you didn't move the bodies.
There's no headstones. There were just bodies.
That's what happened in Poltergeist. They moved the graveyard, but they kept the bodies. And that's why the house was haunted. And then she fell into this, you know, Joanne Beth Williams fell into the pool, and then there were bodies there because of the bodies.
Wait, what movie?
Poltergeist.
Oh, God, I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
That's good.
Okay, so the bodies are believed to be from a cemetery outside of the Mississippi State Lunatic Asylum, which opened in 1855. Nearly 1 in 5 patients admitted in the following decades after it opened died, and they were buried on the grounds. And the university's request to dig up and cremate the bodies was denied by the Mississippi Attorney General's office. Yeah. They said that they could move the bodies to a different location on the campus, but they couldn't cremate them, and moving all those bodies would just be too much. So the school is stuck the size that it is.
Wow. I wonder if it's haunted. Haunted.
I bet it is.
Haunted.
Haunted teeth.
Haunted teeth.
There's a spirit living inside of your teeth.
I wish it would work harder to keep them clean and not cavitated.
You know how Jesus sometimes appears on a piece of toast?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, when I was doing research, I found a story about a woman who got her x-rays back and Jesus was inside the x-ray of her molar.
Oh, Jesus is in you all the time.
Oh, this is from Ohio. What's the best way to get out of federal drug charges?
Don't do drugs.
Kidnap a woman.
Oh.
Establish her dental records at...
Yes. Dumb me.
I mean, technically, you're correct. Okay. Kidnap a woman, establish her dental records under your own name, and then kill her to fake your own death. Voila.
Ooh. How do you establish her dental records as yours?
Easier said than done for Tonica Jenkins, who decided to get those pesky authorities off her back by faking her own death. Jenkins was arrested for attempting to buy 22 pounds of cocaine from an undercover federal agent. She posted bail, but had 8 long months before her trial, which is a perfect time to plot an evil plan like a true villain. Mm-hmm. The dastardly plan, find a woman who resembles you, take her to a dental appointment and say that she's you, then murder her, burn her body, and then once the body is found, pretend that she's you, because the dental records will fool authorities. Brilliant, not so much. Jenkins did find a dentist, and this woman was willing to go to the dentist posing as her under the belief that they were just going to scam the insurance company.
Okay.
And while the dental visit went all right, the murder bit was a bit difficult. They beat her up and then injected her with insulin, but she managed to escape.
So she didn't die?
She didn't die.
Amazing. I'll say this. It's not a bad plan. I'm against murder, obviously.
It's like a little bit clever.
She
like
was being really kind of clever. If it didn't involve murder, I might be okay with it. Obviously, like, not, but you know,
yeah,
I wouldn't have thought of that.
This would be a great Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Starring Candace Cameron Bure.
Candace Cameron Bure. All right, Bethany, this happens right in our own backyard.
Uh-oh.
New York. Wait, do you know how you go, whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police?
Yeah.
A cop car drove past my house the other day and was like, whoop, whoop. And then I whispered to myself, that's the sound of the police. You're inside my head.
You know, that's from a song, right?
I had no idea.
It's a rap. It's a hip hop song.
I thought that you made it up. Okay.
No. Oh my gosh. No.
Home of the Big Apple. Big dental fails. I don't know who wrote these headlines. They're terrible. While most people use dental floss to practice good oral hygiene, an inmate in a New York correction facility had a more ambitious use for dental floss. This guy decided that he didn't like his accommodations at the prison and he wanted to escape. But how did he escape from a correctional facility, you ask? Well, he did it by braiding together over 15 rolls of dental floss to make a rope. His dental floss escape rope was strong enough to support a 190-pound man. The flaw in his ingenious plan, he forgot to wear gloves, and then from sliding down the dental floss, he cut his hands so severely that he had to be hospitalized for severed tendons in his hand.
Ow, yeah, dental floss is skinny. I broke a nail on one piece of dental floss when I was flossing my teeth. That's going to rip your fingers apart.
Ooh, things turned out well for this guy, however, because when he was in the hospital being treated, the guard who was watching him fell asleep and he escaped.
Wait, is he still gone?
I don't know.
Did he do the thing where he rips out all of the IVs but the wrong direction so it looks like it's really painful?
He might still be gone. I don't know.
Do you notice how they do that in movies? Whenever anyone's going to, like, I'm getting out of the hospital and they rip off their IVs.
Yeah.
They rip them off towards the camera when you know that the needle goes in aiming away from them, right? So they should be pulling them out towards them.
Oh.
But they pull them out away from them. And you're like, ooh, that would hurt. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I have never had a, like, an IV in me. I don't know the logistics of where the needle goes in.
They slant them in so, like, the needle is puncturing away from you. You know, like, but then when they pull them out in movies, they always pull them out away from them. So it would, in theory, twist the needle and hurt really bad.
Do people do that in real life, or is that just on TV and movies? I don't think they do.
I think it's one of those things that only happens on TVs or movies. So if you were to do it in real life, you would do it wrong because you've only ever seen it done in TV and movies.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
I was supposed to go today.
Oh, what happened?
I canceled it because it's...
a topic where you said you're proud of yourself for not canceling appointment.
I know. I forgot about the dentist one.
Okay.
I have it in 2 weeks instead because it was not good with my schedule today. So
that is all the criminal activity that I have for now.
Who knew?
But I did see so many videos when I was doing this research of people letting their birds clean their teeth.
Is
their birds eat like the crap between their teeth?
Is that hygienic?
That's an animal abuse.
If
though, maybe I used to have a cat that used to clean my ears, so maybe not.
I mean, the animal's probably like, ooh, free food, pre-chewed. But if you're an animal expert, if you're like a bird expert, send us an email at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if that's effective or is it bad for you or is it bad for the bird? I don't know how clean your birds are. I feel like they're not clean.
I'm not a bird person. Like, birds are not real.
No, they are.
Here's a story to send you, a horrifying story to send you on your way.
Thank you.
This is from a dentist.
Yes.
The dentist said, I had a new patient come into the office for a cleaning. We were talking. He seemed really nice and smart. Once, when he opened his mouth, though, I saw how red his gums were, and I immediately asked him, dude, what happened? He then proceeded to tell me that a friend of his told him to whiten his teeth using Comet bathroom cleaner. He told me that he put it on his teeth, but some got on his gums. It was causing his gums to hurt and become red, but that wasn't all. So he rinsed it off and then put it back on his teeth.
No. No, no. You don't. I think Comet says not to be ingested. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What kind of idiot? What kind of idiot?
I'm willing to do really, really, really stupid things. Mm. And even I am like, don't do that one.
You know, I am being very judgy, but I just remembered once I cleaned my armpits with a Clorox wipe, so.
I feel like that's also like not as bad as putting Comet on your teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of dum-dums out there. Sometimes I'm too hard on myself because these people are out there and that makes me feel better.
You're 100% correct. Bethany.
Kathleen.
I'm very upset. We have to talk about this.
Yeah, so you just said something off the air that rocked my world and made me question everything. So please fill the rest of us in.
Okay. This comes from Carly from the Acquired Taste Facebook fan group. Carly says, I just learned from the Gen Z kids on TikTok that skinny jeans are out. High-waisted mom jeans are the move.
Okay.
Also, as a side note, side parts and the laughing face emoji are dead giveaways that you're a millennial and not Gen Z.
But okay, so how do I, okay. So to the Gen Zers, how do I tell you that I'm laughing? Because I'm certainly not going to say lols. I'm not going to say rough lamau. What am I going to say?
Bethany, I exclusively do a side part. That's only how I do my hair. Now I got to start parting it down the middle? Are you kidding me? Well,
listen, before I got my bangs, I could not part my hair down the middle at all because I have a cowlick that is a right angle on both sides. So my forehead looks like an outdoor movie theater,
okay.
You know, screen.
Your forehead does not look like an outdoor movie theater. But anyway.
If I don't have bangs, it does.
My side part just tells all the younger, cool kids that I'm going to continue. Carly says, I used to be trendy, but now I've never felt more out of touch with the youth. Although I will say I've been middle parting my hair for the past year and it really does look better.
Here's what I've always learned. And I really do want a Gen Zer to tell me, like, especially a Gen Zer who really knows hair and facial symmetry.
Yeah.
Like if you're a stylist or whatever, what are you supposed to do? Because I have a prominent nose and I have always been taught that those with prominent noses should not do a center part because it draws attention to your nose.
Yeah.
And so a side part is where it's at to sort of help, you know, camouflage the middle part of your entire face.
And one side of my face is higher than the other.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. One side of my face. The left side of my face is higher than the right side of my face. So that's why I put my part on my left side so then my hair can conceal the lower part of my face.
Wait, Kathleen, look directly into the camera at me. Look down a little bit. Holy cow, you're right, but ever so, I never would have noticed.
And I notice, and also, so it means the muscles on one side of my face are stronger than the other, and so I talk out of one side of my mouth because of this. So I'm like actively always trying to talk out of the center of my mouth. It's so weird. Anyway, Carly continues.
You know I have to mention that Bradley Cooper has like a half inch difference.
Really?
Between one side of his face and the other. Yeah, I've said it a million times, but it's fascinating.
Oh my God, if only I could be as hot as Bradley Cooper.
Okay. You are, girl.
Carly finishes. Anyway, someone better let Bethany know about the jeans. Oh, damn it. I used the old person emoji because she then used like the laughing emoji.
Well, I already, you know what? There is a certain relief in knowing that you are past the point of ever being cool. Because
no, Bethany, we can be cool forever. We just need to study the TikTok.
I think what makes you cool is embracing knowing that you're not unless you get help. Right? Like, I don't think Dame Helen Mirren ever would have thought to dye her hair pink unless one of her stylists was like, pink is it and you could pull it off.
Yeah.
And then she pulls it off and everyone's like, she's with it. But I don't think Dame Helen Mirren is... But maybe she is because she's amazing. I don't know.
I mean, my biggest fear is that I end up like the wife to, I can't remember the name of the actor, the one who's married to, you know, the Fockers, the mom and the Fockers, the crazy, like the hippie mom. I just don't want to be that version of an older woman who is just covered in beads and long flowy skirts because she thinks that that's what the youths are wearing. Like, I still want to be hip, like the old lady from the Old Navy commercials with the big glasses. That's who I want to be.
Is it? Wait. I've never actually seen Meet the Fockers. It's not Barbara Streisand, is it?
No. Is it? Wait.
Is it Blythe Danner?
It is Blythe. No. The other one. It's the Ben whatchamacallit's parents. It's Barbara Streisand.
It is Barbara Streisand.
It's Barbara Streisand, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Her character is who I never want to be when I grow up from Meet the Fockers.
Well, you know what? I will make sure you never wear wooden beads.
I do own wooden beads. I like them, though. Damn it.
Well, then wear them and wear them with good health.
Okay. Anyway, Beth, I know, Bethany, you have a couple of things you want to talk about in this segment.
This is also equally as important as no longer wearing skinny jeans. But you know what? Wear skinny jeans because what are you going to – I have these thigh-high boots. What else am I going to wear them? Well, I'm going to wear them with tights and I'm going to wear them with – short shorts.
You're going to stuff mom jeans into thigh-high boots. That's just a bunchy mess.
Can't and I won't. Okay, so we mentioned, Kathleen, in your segment about forensic odontology that, you know, how my question from the previous episode, how if someone lives alone or their family doesn't know what dentist they go to and something happens to them, how do investigators find their dental records? Because my parents don't know what dentist I go to. No one would know where to look.
You should tell them.
I should. I'm not going to because that's another thing on my list. So this is from Emily. Taste But Emily says, hi, Bethany and Kathleen.
Hi.
In your most recent episode, Bethany posted the question, how the cops identify people through dental records. So they said, my husband is a detective for our county in New Jersey. So I asked him. He didn't know the answer offhand. He's in financial crimes. Good for us to know.
Ooh.
But he asked one of his coworkers, in order to identify someone off dental records, they have to already have an idea of who the person is. For instance, if they find a body and the individual had a tattoo and they communicate that to the public and a family member is able to identify that their family member had that tattoo.
Oh, you mean a tattoo.
A tattoo. Okay. Then they can go to the individual's dentist with either the jaw itself or a mold so they can make a positive ID. Gotcha. The dental records have to be subpoenaed, so they can't just ask all of the dentists in New York or something for their records. There's also not a giant database. So that was helpful, but it still didn't answer how do they find the dentist.
Yeah.
So then I went on Reddit, and a blessed Redditor by the name Deleted said that – asked basically the same question, and someone said, if you are suspected to be dead – your family, friends, close person would have likely been asked to identify this information early on. And if the family can't access it, then there could be a subpoena for the info. If you had dental insurance, the company would be contacted or subpoenaed for the dentist's info. So they would know, oh, Bethany gets her insurance through, you know, whatever, Delta Dental. Yeah. And then they'd subpoena Delta Dental. And that's how they would find it. And then chances are that when you're missing, the police would have flagged your credit cards anyway. And so they could also check via your credit card if you paid a dental bill, that kind of thing. So that was really helpful.
So really, if you want to stay under the radar, truly, Bethany, as you tend to always lean on the side of doing, you can't use your real name. You need a fake ID. You need to go to a dentist far away from your home and you need to pay in cash.
I already go to a dentist far away from my home.
Do you use a fake ID and do you pay in cash?
No.
Crucial mistake.
I pay with Amex.
Crucial mistake.
Well, now I feel awful. Should we?
Hello. We haven't even talked about it today. It's February 1st. How is it February 1st? Don't know how we got here.
I know. Here we are. Happy Black History Month.
Oh, that's right. What else is February?
The shortest month of the year.
February month holidays. Let's see. Valentine's Day is coming up. That's exciting.
Sure.
Groundhog's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Holiday observances in February. This is from thespruce.com. Isn't it National like Women's Heart Disease Month or something like that?
I don't know.
Yes, I believe it is. I would like to tell you that February 9th is National Pizza Day and also World Marriage Day. So if you're married, you should order a pizza.
There it is. Women's Heart Awareness. Aren't the symptoms of a heart attack in women just like symptoms we feel all the time anyway? Like it's not like, oh, shooting pain down my left arm. It's like nausea, headache.
Anxiety.
Irritation.
Do you have heart disease in your family?
No.
It's a big thing for me. I have major heart disease in my family. I have to be careful.
So what do you have to do? Less salt than normal? What does that mean for you?
Well, I probably should lose some weight. So my BMI is in a healthy range. But I am eligible to get my shot early if I want.
Well, that's a bonus.
Of weight gain, so gay.
The good thing about weight gain is you get the vaccine earlier.
Are you going to go play in the snow today, Bethany? Like, we haven't even mentioned that today is your weather day.
So I am looking out my window right now, and there is a whirlwind of snow, like, flewing around my outside. I think I'm going to put a harness on Loki. He loves the snow, and I might take him out onto the steps. But I'm really just going to, like, sit and work in my window because I have a desk at my window and just, like, do some work. there's a guy across the way from me who also has a desk at his window. And I've noticed that he's just now put his blinds down.
Oh.
So I find that insulting.
Well, do you see behind me? My curtains fell down so you can see what's going on my fire escape.
Oh, it's all snowy and beautiful. Why'd your curtains fall down?
I like yanked on them by accident. But I think that there's something going on with the moon this week. We should pause and do a quick
Google.
A quick Googs. Pause.
Pause.
Yeah, so Bethany and I just did some research and we can't figure out what article I saw in passing about what's special about the moon.
I mean, the snow moon, there's a snow moon at the end of the month. And yeah. I can tell you that Mercury is in retrograde, so don't sign any contracts.
Oh, you know what's cool about this February? And it's something that happens only once every 200 years. And I haven't confirmed that, but I read it on Instagram. It is a perfect rectangle month. The first day of the month was Monday. And the last, wait, is today the first or the second?
The first, because rent is due and I'm panicking.
And then the, wait, hang on, rectangle. Oh my God, rectangle.
You're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, so it's a perfect rectangle.
The first day of the month is a Monday, and the last day of the month is a Sunday.
Yeah.
And it makes it's a perfect rectangle.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It only happens once every 200 years. February, the rectangle month.
People who bullet journal, it's a very visually pleasing month for you.
Like, I guess that is a European calendar, because they start their first day of the week on a Monday.
Yeah, and I bought a European calendar not realizing that, and it's really throwing everything off. I've like misscheduled a whole bunch of things recently, including things I had to pay money to reschedule. So that was great. Thanks, Europe. Thanks, Obama.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week, my sweet baby angel?
I learned something because of Costco. I'm so excited to tell you. Okay. So, you know, bubble tea.
Yeah.
Which is an Asian drink. I almost said Asian delicacy, but there's like 1,000 bubble tea places everywhere now.
It's got like those gelatin bubbles in them.
Yeah. It's got tapioca balls in the bottom, and it's just black tea and sweetened condensed milk and basically whatever you want to put in it. But bubble tea, also known as boba tea.
Yeah.
And boba is a slang Chinese term for the shape of a breast. So really, we're just drinking breasty tea.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you how I learned this, because I bought ice pops from Costco that were boba ice pops.
Do they have nipples on them?
They don't have nipples, but they're delicious. They've got the tapioca balls, and there's like sweetened condensed frozen milk in there, and like,
oh, yum.
Liquid brown sugar frozen. Delicious. Anyway, oh, breasty
so
tea.
Good.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that in times of stress, you need to have a toolbox list of things that you go to help make your life a little bit easier.
Okay.
And that doesn't make you a weak person, and it doesn't make you lazy. Mm-hmm. It means that when you need a little bit of extra help, you ask for it, you get it, you have your things. So I am making a list of my anxiety / depression toolbox. Mm. And one of the things in it is that I have to have my groceries delivered. Mm-hmm. I can't even try. Mm-hmm. And I also have to be okay ordering meals that are already made. Mm. So like some companies will, like I know Fresh Direct does it. I know Instacart can do it. I think if you order from certain grocery stores, there's just like pre-made dinners. They're not frozen meals. They're just pre-made dinners. And that's okay. And that's maybe what you need right now. And it's taking a lot of the anxiety off by saying, this isn't me always, but this is what I need right now. And it makes it okay.
There's no shame in buying pre-made meals, but I order takeout like 3 times a week.
All the time. I don't know if I said this before. I told my nutritionist, everyone needs to sit down, but not everyone knows how to make their own chair.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to eat, but not everyone needs to make their own food. And I am one of those people that doesn't make my own chair. Does that make sense?
That's profound.
Thank you.
I'm going to make some artwork, like a quote artwork with that. It's profound.
Thank you.
Everyone needs to sit, but not everyone needs to make their own chair.
I did, however, make a Green Chef meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a chowder. It was friggin' delicious. I made it myself and it was friggin' delicious.
Was it the corn chowder?
It sure was.
Oh my goodness, I got that too. And it was so good.
So good.
What I like about Green Chef, I mean, I used to subscribe to HelloFresh and then I paused it for a hot second. And I think I'm going to up my Green Chef. And this is not a commercial at all.
No. I mean, they're a partner, but like not right now.
They're a partner. They do vegan meals.
Yeah.
And I made mushroom enchiladas vegan mushroom enchiladas last night from Green Chef. So good.
Yeah. It's somehow different. I don't know. I was like really proud of myself. And I even took a picture. I was like, I made croutons, Kathleen.
Bethany.
I don't know if you knew this.
I'm so proud of you. And maybe Green Chef, maybe you want to get two meals like delivered to your doorstep from Green Chef every night.
If those two meals are corn chowder and corn chowder. Yeah.
There's no reason why they can't be.
Thank you. Because you know what? Part of my anxiety toolbox is now corn chowder.
Corn chowder. Bethany, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, Ms. Bethany Watson. You can find me on Twitter at Radio Bethany. What about you, Kathleen?
You can find me at Webgirl Kathleen on everything. If you want to follow this podcast, you can do so on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Plus, make sure you check out the fan group. There's so many interesting people in there. They post the funniest shit, honestly. I'm dying.
If you want to send us an email like Taste Bud Emily did and discuss forensic odontology or anything else that enters your mind, you can send us an email at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
We have a snail mail box. And I was just telling Bethany before we started recording this podcast, tomorrow we're sitting down and opening every package that has come to us in the last couple of months. Yeah. I've been afraid because of COVID. I'm like, am I going to open this package and COVID's going to pop out?
Poof, out comes ricin and COVID.
But our snail mail address is an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
You can also give us a call and leave us a voicemail. We play voicemails at the end of almost every single episode, and that number is 917-994-0353. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
This podcast is edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on Twitter at Shargar and on Instagram at lit_fuck.
And videos for this podcast, which you can find on our Instagram mostly, but we should start putting them up on YouTube. Maybe I'll start doing that this week.
They're on Facebook too.
Yeah. Those are edited by Dennis Callow. You can follow him on social media at Dennis and then C-A-H-L-O.
Okay, Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hello, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Carolyn from New Jersey. I am calling about the tea episode. It was a while back, but my dad is English, and he was explaining to one of our family friends what high tea is. And he was saying that, you know, it's meats and cakes at the end of the day and the whole spiel. And I schooled everybody with the origins of high tea and low tea and what they actually mean. And my know-it-all dad, love him, did not know. So thank you guys for the education, and I have shared it and pushed it forward into the world.
Hello, all. It's Lauren in Denver. How late is too late to wish someone a happy birthday? And asking for a friend. I intentionally waited this long so that, Bethany, you would have, like, the gift that keeps on giving. Let's just keep wishing you happy birthday forever.
Hey there, this is Cassidy calling, longtime Taste Bud. But I was calling after listening to the most recent podcast, and Bethany's topic fascinated me really much. I thought it would be so fun for you guys to kind of tackle the subject of like those underground kind of secret societies and just kind of delve into it, because I'd love to hear what you guys both think on the topic.
Hi, Bethany, Kathleen, it's your girl, Vanessa. So today, which is December, hold on, let me look at my watch, 19th, I got the COVID vaccine. I'm very thankful for that. And I just want to let you know that. So I get my second round, which my second dose, and that's it, in a month. So I wish I could give it to you and Bethany. I wish I could give it to my grandma and my aunt who are begging for it. But I'm so thankful to do this duty, and I'm so thankful for this podcast. This has been, like, the most amazing. This is the only podcast I listen to, and you guys are fucking amazing. You're fucking amazing. So I hope you have a very, very awesome time in your fucking life, because you fucking deserve it. You both are beautiful. You're fucking amazing, and you deserve the fucking world for what you do for me and the rest of the Taste Buds. Okay, bye.
Hi, ladies. This is Haven from Virginia. I am calling to talk to Bethany. Bethany, I love 7-Eleven pizza, too. It's so good. Like, no one believes me when I say 7-Eleven has good pizza. I'm so glad that someone else agrees. I'm glad for everything that y'all are doing, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling because I'm listening to your episode about wanting to paint, even though you don't know how to paint, and drawing with this book, How to Draw Anything. And I just want to say, Ethany, if you start painting, please, please share on Instagram, because I want to paint too, but I don't, in my experience, I'm not a great painter, but I love the idea of like expressing my thoughts in color. I'm a writer, but I've always wanted to put a visual element to my preferred medium. And secondly, Kathleen, you did mention something about wanting to share your journey about this book, How to Draw Anything. And I've always tried drawing like characters that I'm writing about or that I'm reading about, and I can't do it. And I just never really went beyond that because I was like, I'm not good at this. So if you'll please share your journey with us, both of you, I would love that. And I think, you know, maybe it'll get you more Instagram followers, or it'll just be a wonderful way to share more and bond more with your amazing community that you guys have been so lucky to develop and we've been so lucky to be a part of. So sorry that I'm panting. I'm on my way to the gym. Have a wonderful day. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, friends. It's Sam from Ohio, or Mrs. K, as I'm lovingly called at school. I am a virtual kindergarten teacher this year with 17 babies. And it is so hard, but really genuinely, it's been pretty rewarding. Anyway, I was on my way home from conferences. I am broken because it's 8 o'clock and I'm tired of being on the computer. And I was listening to the pod and Bethany said something about looking up animal carriers or pet carriers. And for some reason, she was like, I'm looking it up for obvious reasons, but for some reason, I just thought Bethany was ordering, like, a carrier pigeon or, like, a carrier animal because my brain is gone. Like, it's not here anymore. So I listened for a while trying to figure out what the hell was she talking about. I got it. She wanted a carrier for her cat. I'm all in. Anyway, thanks for listening to me ramble. I love you guys.
Hey, Bethany, Kathleen, this is Tastebug Megan. I love today's podcast, but this is specifically about Kathleen's cat trying to kill her with the ring light. While her cat knocked it over and she was fast enough to catch it, today my two cats decided to battle under my desk, pulled down one of the cords, and my metal desk lamp fell over, but I was not quick enough and it smacked me in the head. So that was my midday wake up call. Hope everyone else had a better Thursday than I did. I'm currently icing the bump on my head from said lamp. Anyway, love you guys. Love the buds. Hope everyone has a good weekend.